Now I know that I don't know why the world goes round. This moment here and this and this and this, it's all so clear. And when it all comes down, that's just the way, not much to say. Now I know that I don't know, no, I don't know, and I don't even need to know why. Now I know that I don't know anything at all, except from what these eyes have seen and sensed. That's what I've got, and everything that I've been told is just to throw away. Now I know that I don't know, and that's fine. Now I know that what I really know is really mine. La 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 la, I really don't know why. La 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 la, really don't know why. Everything is fine, yes, everything's alright. Yes, everything's all right.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Osho Radio. Osho Radio brings you a new program every week with a discourse by Osho and music from the world of Osho. We have a great selection of music for you today from different people for different tastes. Everybody is expressing their feelings in their own way. Just relax and enjoy this new program. Thank you. Today's discourse is from the series The Path of the Mystic, which was recorded in Uruguay in 1986 while Osho was going around the world for almost 9 months. Not because he was on a holiday, but because he was not allowed to enter any country during all this time. Still, he kept talking, sharing his words with the people that traveled after him and were there and then. In this discourse, Osho talks about awareness in the sense that it has nothing to do with your mind. Awareness is something outside of the mind, always there. You just have to remind yourself.
You need not have to find the door, because you are outside the door. You are never in. You only believe you are in. Existentially, you are always out. The moment you understand that you are out, it was just an idea that you were in. The far away light is no more far away. It is you. And the darkness that surrounds you is not found anymore. But the basic thing is to realize that you are outside the door already. There is no way for you to be inside the door. That's what I was saying, that watchfulness is not part of the mind and cannot be part of the mind. Mind cannot be a witness. And mind is the darkness, and mind is the whole problem. And the solution is just outside the door, waiting for you to recognize that you are not in, you are out. The moment witnessing your content of the mind, you suddenly become aware of your being always out, even in the darkest nights that have passed, you were not in. Such a great joy descends over you that it is existentially impossible for you to get in. It is good that you are not finding the door, otherwise you will get in. There is no door. Mind remains in, you remain out. Neither the mind can come out, nor you can come in. But the attachment with the mind is possible without any door. The identification with the mind is possible without any door. You have just forgotten yourself. Nothing is lost. Nothing is missing. Nothing has to be found. Just to remember. A simple remembering and the simplest things are very difficult, that's true. And this is the most simple thing. None of the problems is yours. And as far as you are concerned, no problem can enter in you. But you can get identified with something which is not you. I remember a story. A man's house got fire. The house was on fire. It was the man's whole life's effort to make that beautiful place. And thousands of people have gathered, but there was nothing that could be done. The fire has gone so big, and you can understand that man, tears were coming from his eyes. It was his whole life burning in front of himself. And then suddenly his son came running and he said, "Dad, why you are worried? We have sold the house yesterday. You were out. We have sold the house." It is now for somebody else to cry and weep, not for you. And we have got enough profit of it. The man immediately washed his tears and he became just a spectator as others were spectators. The identity, invisible identity that it is my house, was no more there. And there was no pain, there was no misery, and there was no problem at all. And he was really, in a way, happy that now we can make a better house. Relieved he was feeling. The house was burning and he was feeling relieved. And then his second son came running. He said, "It is true that we had negotiated, but the papers were not signed and the money has not been transferred. So it is our house that is burning and you are looking at it as if you are just an spectator." And again those tears were flowing. And again the heart was breaking. And nothing visibly is changing. The house is burning. The man is standing there. But these people who are bringing messages are changing everything. When he becomes identified, he is burning with the house. When he gets unidentified, he is relieved. He has nothing to do with the house. It is somebody else's house. The only thing to be remembered is that you are already out. And by nature, there is no way for you to be in. You can believe, you can imagine, still you will be out, sitting on the steps of your house, you are trying to find the door to go out. you will never find it. It is not there. The holy sky is available. You just stand up and walk in any direction. There is no need of any door to be opened. But your attachment, your identity is with the mind which is in and which cannot come out. It cannot exist in the light. Now this is the situation. Witnessing is always out and cannot enter in, can exist only in the light, cannot exist in darkness. Mind is always in, can exist only in darkness, cannot exist in light. Between these two absolutely different things, you are having an identity, an attachment that is creating the trouble for you. So just remember, you are out. If you cannot do it suddenly, do it slowly, part by part. When anger is there, watch it, and you will find anger is in and you are out. When Gurdjieff's father died, he was only 9 years old. The father was poor. He called Gurdjieff close to him and told him that I have nothing to give you as your inheritance. I am so poor. But my father was also poor. And he gave me one thing that made me the richest man in the world, although the outside poverty remained the same. I can only transfer the same to you. It is an advice. Perhaps you are too young and you may not be able to do it right now, but remember it. When you are able to act according to the advice, act according to the advice. And the advice is simple. I will repeat, and because I am dying, listen carefully and repeat before me what I have said, so I can die satisfiedly that I have transferred the message that may have come from centuries from father to son. The message was simple. The father said, if somebody insults you, irritates you, annoys you, just tell him that I have received your message, but I have promised my father that I will answer only after 24 hours. I know you are angry, I have understood it, I will come after 24 hours and answer you. And the same with anything. Give a gap of 24 hours. A 9-year boy repeated what the father said, and the father died. But because it was such a moment, that the message became engraved. As he repeated the message, the father said, good. My blessings will be with you, and now I can die peacefully. He closed his eyes and died. And Gurdjieff, even though he was 9, started practicing what was given to him. Somebody will insult him, and he will say, I will come after 24 hours to answer you, because that's what I have promised to my dying father. Right now I cannot answer you. Somebody may beat him, and he will say, you can beat me right now, but I cannot answer after 24 hours. I will come and answer you, because I have promised my dying father. And later on he used to say to his disciples that that simple message transformed me totally. Because the person was beating me, but I was not going to react at that moment. So there was no question except to watch. I had nothing to do. Now the person was beating me. I had just to be an spectator. For 24 hours there was nothing to do. And watching the man create a new kind of crystallization in me. And after 24 hours, I could see more clearly. At the moment when he was beating, it was impossible to see clearly. My eyes were full of anger. If I was going to answer at that moment, I would have wrestled with the man, I would have hit the man, and everything would have been an unconscious reaction. But after 24 hours, I thought about it more calmly, more quietly. Either he was right, I had done something wrong, and I needed, deserved to be beaten, to be insulted. Or he was absolutely wrong. If he was right, there was nothing to answer him, except to go and give him thanks. If he was absolutely wrong, there was no point at all to fight with a man who is utterly stupid and goes on doing such wrong things is meaningless, is wasting time. He does not deserve any answer. So after 24 hours, everything has settled down and the clarity was there. And with that clarity and the watchfulness of the moment together, changed Gurdjieff into one of the most unique beings of this age. And this was the basic foundation of his whole crystallization of being. You are always out, just to watch. And the mind is always in. Don't be identified with it. Unidentified, you will become more and more clear and the mind will die on its own accord. And the death of the mind and the birth of watchfulness is the beginning of your evolution. And the light will not be far away. It is the light, and the darkness will be gone. Because when you are light, darkness cannot be around you. That's why I said that watchfulness is not a technique. It is your nature. Just remember it.
It
The music in this program was for many different people. We started before the lecture with Bindu, music from the world of Osho from a CD called Gurdjieff Sacred Dances. There was music by Premal and Miten, and then, after the discourse, you listened to Antar, Maniko, Chintan, and we're gonna finish with a new song by Luca van den Driessen. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Take care, and until the next time. Namaste.
As always, the sun was out, and I took a walk through the mountains here in Crete, and I saw a beautiful little flower busy growing. I stood still and said, "May, oh May, aren't you being beautiful?" And the little flower said, "Oh, I'm still growing. Wait until I'm fully grown." Then I said, "But I like you now as you are. And besides, a fully grown flower dies tomorrow." And then I sang her a little song. "I like you now as you are, for to me you are a star. I like you now as you grow, for a fully grown flower dies, you know. Know that life is a wonder, a miracle indeed. For today there's someone you can meet." Then the little flower, still growing, bowed a little tiny head and she said, "I don't know who you are. How can it be that I am a star? For the rain gives me pain and the flies drive me insane." Then I looked at her and started to weep, for I realized she was just a little bit asleep. She had not yet heard of the good side of life in all her creation, and I sang, "To be or not to be is the answer, is the key. Accepting what you are, a growing flower, a rising star. Know that life is a wonder, a miracle indeed. For today there's someone you can meet." Then the little flower spoke in all her grace, opening her little tiny leaves for me, and sang, "I like you now as you are, for to me you are a star. I like you now as you grow, for a fully grown man dies, you know." And then we both sang together, "Know that life is a wonder, a miracle indeed. For today there's someone you can meet."